One of the biggest stars to come out of Leicester since Gary Lineker, that is Mark Morrison and Return of the Mac at Mix 96. Did you catch any of the dance over the festive period? That has got more and more spectacular, hasn't it? It's like boxing matches used to be. The players now walk out to the sound of their own walk-on music, accompanied by very attractive women as they're led to the hockey to get the battle on. And when did fancy dress become a thing at the dance? When did that start? It's popular now. Most of the people dress up in fancy dress. How did that start? I like to think that at the dance, just one time, one bloke turned up in a fancy dress outfit just by himself, just for a laugh. He got laughed at, he got ridiculed, but now everybody's doing it. Who's laughing now? Here's the New Radicals, and you get what you give, a Mix 96. The unmistakable sound of madness, and it must be love at Mix 96. Was talking earlier about New Year's resolutions. A big one is normally to get a bit fitter and get a bit healthier. So lots of people, they join the gym in January, maybe go about once or twice, and they never go back for the rest of the year. There is gym etiquette you need to remember, behaviour that's acceptable or not acceptable in gyms. For example, here's some of the things I've witnessed in my gym recently. First of all, people coming in wearing very short vest tops and not really doing much work, lifting the occasional weight, but spending more time taking selfies of themselves working out. That won't help you get fit. And secondly, I never quite understand this. Some women come into the gym in very, very smart gym wear, which is fine, but also with full hair and makeup done. What's the point? If you're working hard enough in a gym, you should not be looking good. That is the one place you should not be looking good. You should be looking your worst in the gym, so you look best when you go out. Songs on the way from Ella Henderson and Toto here at Mix 96.
Oh, come on. Start. No, you just have to wait.
She said love don't come easy. Phil Collins and You Can't Hurry Love at Mix 96. How do you sleep at night with your partner, with your other half? Do you have certain rules about who sleeps over which side of the bed, who gets to have a certain percentage of the duvet, etc., etc.? They just carried out a study, some research by the University of Hertfordshire, and they reckon that how couples sleep together can kind of have an effect on their relationship. For example, if you're back-to-back with no touching when you sleep, and that's 27% of the couples who do that, apparently you're connected and secure in yourselves. If you sleep all tangled up, and only 2% of couples do this, by the way, it's a sign you're still very much in the honeymoon period of your relationship. Generally touching, 68% of couples who do that were happy in their relationship. So there you go, something to think about when you go to bed tonight. Hopefully it won't change your sleeping arrangements too much, and I'm sure it won't stop any arguments about who is hogging the duvet. Music on the way next from Bon Jovi here at Mix 96.
Britain's greatest song and dance man, Tommy Steele.
Eric Clapton, wonderful tonight. What a great song playing here at Mix 96. Now, in this age of social media with Facebook and Twitter and Instagram and Snapchat, it's all about taking photos, isn't it? Are you one of these people who constantly take photos of your food and update every meal you have to social media? You have to basically live out everyone's lives, don't you, through photos. Unfortunately for me, I am terrible at taking photos. Firstly, I mean, I'm actually terrible at remembering to take photos. I do some pretty cool stuff and see some amazing things and have great nights out, but rarely do I remember to take any photos to prove it. And when I do take any photos, I am the world's worst photographer. So they're either blurred or you can't really see what I'm trying to take a photo of. I'm the world's worst. It's so frustrating. But on the flip side, I'd rather be like that than one of these people who spend the entire time on a night out when they should be having fun with their friends, taking photos every 5 minutes so they can remember what a great night they're having. Just have the night. Just enjoy it. You'll have the memories. You don't need the photos. Music next from Ella Henderson here at Mix 96. Back to life, soul to soul at Mix 96. Do you have any guilty pleasures? Things you enjoy that you're a little bit embarrassed of? I have one, and it starts this week. I have to confess, I am a bit of a fan of Celebrity Big Brother. Now, over the years, you could question whether many of the people in the house have actually been celebrities. I'll hold my hands up. I've not heard of a lot of them. But the bit I like about Celebrity Big Brother is seeing them go in. So it's the first night. So when you see who actually enters the house, so I can see if I know them, if I've met them, and if I've heard of them. I generally don't watch any more than the first night. I kind of keep an eye on it, unless there's going to be someone in there who I really, really am interested in seeing or finding out about. So yeah, my guilty pleasure, if you like, TV-wise certainly, is I have to always watch the launch night of Celebrity Big Brother. There you go, I've said it. Songs next from the Jacksons and Roxette of Mix 96.